When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, March 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that NATO allies have discussed how to respond if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. Sullivan didn't offer specifics, but said the group had worked to find consensus and that the nature of a response would be based on how Russia acts. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he plans to support the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court. All Democrats had been expected to remain united behind the nominee, but the announcement by Manchin, who is seen as a centrist, helps to remove some uncertainty in the 50-50 Senate. Democrats are aiming for the full Senate to vote on Jackson's nomination by the time the chamber leaves for Easter recess starting April 11th. And the Supreme Court says Justice Clarence Thomas has been released from a Washington, D.C. hospital. Thomas, who is currently the court's longest-serving member, was admitted last week for flu-like symptoms. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.